Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Border country is off into June, the month of the Ojibwe full strawberry moon. Where did May go? The past weekend's intro to summer probably seemed bleak if one was a visitor to the area. Our Memorial Day break was nearly a bust, as Mother Nature chose to do some catching up on overdue moisture, along with cool but moose-comfortable temps. However, we Gunflint Byway residents are not complaining. Furthermore, we're deeply appreciative for the heaven-sent liquid. The rain couldn't have come at a more opportune time after a near month of tinder-dry conditions. Nearly an inch and three-quarters filled the Wilder Smith rain gauge during the soggy weekend siege. The accumulation will surely enhance mosquito habitat, and the now gushing streams and rivers will provide equal enthusiasm for hatching more of an already active black fly contingent. So everybody net up. The Northwoods jungle has exploded, no doubt aided by the welcome rain. Early wildflowers are aglow, and weeds will soon be beckoning to be whacked. With exception of the sugar maples along the mile of pine, leaf out is completed for summer, while red and white pines are sporting the candles of next generation branches. People activities along the trail were not a washout, as a nice crowd filled the hall at YMCA Camp Minogen for the annual pancake breakfast on Sunday. While the seasonal opening of the museum at Chickwack and the new Nature Center drew a busy crowd of visitors last Saturday. This is just the beginning of what looks to be another hectic summer in the Gunflint community. Next weekend, June 11 and 12, finds the Boundary Waters Expo taking center stage up at Seagull Lake's boat landing. The second annual event will feature both exhibits and family-friendly programming on learning how to explore the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. For a full schedule of events, contact Visit Cook County at 218-387-2788. As the expo draws down on Sunday the 12th, the Gunflint Trail Historical Society will be holding its annual shrimp boil and bake sale at the Seagull Lake Community Center. Commencing at 4 p.m., this is always a fun gathering. A fundraiser for the society, a per-plate donation is suggested, with proceeds going to the Chickwack facility operations. While the weather was cold and dismal, it didn't temper the excitement for area fisher people. A friend down the road found catching to be action-packed down on North Lake, with a goodly number of trout keepers and subsequent releases. I'm told the most difficult part of the angling watercraft excursion was fighting through the rapids from Little Gunflint Lake into Little North. Guess Beaver and Beaver Construction have engineered and built quite a dam in the passage, causing the entry to be narrowed with turbulent flowage. Spring babies are growing rapidly to the point where they begin venturing out from their birthing places. Guests at Rockwood Lodge had the rare pleasure of recently watching a trio of fox kits playing around and learning of life. Fortunately, the activity was captured on video and shared with WTIP. One can get a look at this foxy fun by clicking on the website at WTIP.org and going to the Photos on the Edge section. Meanwhile, a few moose opportunities have been reported. One such was a calf the Smiths observed in a swamp along the trail at the turnoff to Big Bear Lodge. And on another day, a couple gals found a big bull munching greens in the pond above the Birch Lake Overlook. Then, in a rarity during a recent mail run, I found a trail of moose tracks along the mile of pine. Moose are seldom found in this neighborhood other than near the dog-eared bay of Mid-Gunflint Lake. Other Alsace sightings have been recounted from mid-trail on up since last week's scoop. If our current cool weather trend extends, there surely will be more sightings of the iconic creatures as they venture out from the shady shelter of balsam groves in twilight hours. Those feisty hummingbirds have returned to many feeders around the territory, although, to date, we at Wildersmith have observed only minimal arrivals at our nectar supply port. Guess the heavy traffic time for ruby throats is yet to come, and or they might be delayed in TSA security lines somewhere south of here. Finally, the Smiths observed a young Bruno crossing our vehicle path not long ago. Other than this lone sighting, I'm not hearing of bear happenings. Stay tuned for future bear tales as more careless humans infiltrate their domain with appetizing temptations. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, savoring the land of sky blue waters.